You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying five different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Yes, jackarcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant. One versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of five-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
This guy is a machine. All he does is work out and pick winners.
Early odds with Jake Hassan.
Oregon's down by 12. They're on the 45-yard line with no timeouts.
Oregon's got an all-American field goal kicker.
Why didn't somebody tell me?
Chicago sports betting.
Touchdown, Ohio State. There are some folks who are celebrating and others who are saying, you've got to be kidding.
You kind of know what I'm thinking about.
Over or under?
Under would be the key word. Hello?
Bet with an edge.
He'd find out the kind of inside stuff nobody else knew, and that's what he put his money on. He even figured out the different bounce you got off the different kinds of wood they used on college basketball courts, you know?
Early odds with Jake Hassan on The Score.
And a friend of mine is very smart, said I've been very lucky with gambling. I've never won.
Okay, welcome in. Early odds, 670 The Score. I'm just going to get out in front of this one. Just going to not belabor the point, bury the lead. And I mean, you wouldn't have seen this anywhere else, but if I had a nickel for every time that we were doing a goodbye episode of Early Odds here on 670 The Score in the last month, I would only have two nickels, aka 10 cents. But it's really, really weird that it happened twice. This is going to be the final episode of Early Odds. The show will be going away after today's episode. Sad to say, I hate to go, but not a decision of mine was out of my control. So it is what it is. But nonetheless, we're going to do a great show today. Going to give you a great hour here on 670, giving you the absolute best, the fastball, as it were. Of course, we have to talk Super Bowl. The matchup is set. We have Patriots. We have Seahawks. We'll get into that. I have some Super Bowl MVP leans that I like as well. Coming up in the next segment in about 15 minutes, a little less than that, Isaac Trotter, friend of the show, is going to join the program for our goodbye song. That didn't really make sense. Our swan song, I guess. And he's going to give us some great college basketball insights on what he's seen, what he's betting, any underdogs that he likes, as now we're about to turn the page to college hoop season as March Madness is about a month away or so. So Isaac Trotter coming up in just about 15 minutes or so. And then we'll close the show with some college baseball, some MLB thoughts, awards, futures, and an insane parlay, because it wouldn't be a Jake Hassan show. I got to go out with a bang. It's a 7,000-to-1 parlay. It's Masters, it's MLB awards, it's College World Series, and it starts with a Super Bowl MVP. So that will be in the final segment of the show, on this final show of Early Odds here on 670 The Score. And like I said, we'll start with Super Bowl. We have Patriots, we have Seahawks, and this game, the big game, as it were, is already on the move here. It started moving as soon as we got the matchup set, and that started with the Seahawks being favored. And granted, like it hasn't moved so much that the Seahawks are now no longer favored. They still are, but you know, we've been floating around that 4.5, that 4, and it looks like we're even going to get to 5 here. And my first blush for this game, before we get to Super Bowl MVP and some props as well, I don't know. Everybody's saying that, oh, the Patriots are lucky to get here. Oh, they went against a bad Texans offense, and they went against a Broncos team without Bo Nix. And look at their schedule. They really didn't play anybody. I don't know. Like, at a certain point, like, this is the Super Bowl. They've just been winning games. At a certain point, don't we just have to believe what our eyes are telling us about the New England Patriots? I mean, that game against the Broncos really could have gone either way, right? I know it was Jarrett Stidham, but once the snow started coming down, once we start dealing with those crazy conditions, that really could have gone either way. And the final score really shows you that as well. So yeah, I get that we want to say the Patriots are lucky, and yeah, the Patriots really didn't play anybody, but they made it here. They made it to the Super Bowl. They have a coach that's maybe going to win Coach of the Year. They have the guy that's probably going to finish second in MVP voting with their quarterback, Drake May. Like, are we really saying that the Patriots don't deserve to be here just because they're, what, a year ahead of schedule? I don't know. I don't really subscribe to that belief. And really quick, just to talk about that Broncos and Patriots game, everybody who's crying about the weather and, oh, dome every stadium. And listen, I love friend of the show, Rob Brown, as much as anybody, but he went on Instagram, where you should follow him, at the Rob Brown Show, by the way. And he's saying, oh, this is why I've been saying that we need to dome every stadium. It's fun. Why do we want these neutral conditions so that the Rams can play better? I think snow fields are fun. I was one of the people that was tweeting, get rid of the digital field markers, get rid of the digital hash lines. Like, that was stupid to me. Like, let me enjoy the snow field. I love a good weather game, whether that be baseball, whether that be football. I love a weather game. So I hope that, I mean, here in Chicago, we're dealing with the Bears. Are they going to build a dome or are they not? I hope they don't. I hope they stay by the lakefront, because I think weather and dealing with the snow and the elements, I think it makes it even more fun. And I don't know, maybe I'm in the minority there. I don't think that I am. But back to the Super Bowl, back to Seahawks and Patriots. As far as this line goes, as far as 4.5 goes, I'm inclined to take the points. Like, I don't think the Patriots win. I do think the Seahawks are the rightful favorites in this game. But I'm inclined to take the Patriots. I don't think the stage is going to be too big for Drake May. I think Mike Vrabel, with an extra week to prepare, is going to have these guys ready to go. And I think that the Patriots should be able to keep this game within a field goal. Like, I think we're going to get a really fun Super Bowl. Now, part of that calculus of why I think that this is going to be a fun Super Bowl is because I think we have an opportunity to make some bets down the board for Super Bowl MVP, which we'll get to in just a second. The total's at 45.5. And granted, let's just talk about the Seahawks side of this at first. Drake May hasn't been lights out. He's had a few turnovers this postseason already. Fumbles, couple picks. And that's all fine and dandy and good. I just think the Seahawks defense is so damn good. Like, do the Patriots get to 17 points? I don't know. I don't think so. I would say no. So then you still have, what, 28 points to play with on the Seahawks side of things. And at a certain point, we do have to start giving Sam Darnold the credit that he's due. And I'm a person that was against Sam Darnold. I'm a person that laughed out loud when Sam Darnold opened as a plus 150 favorite for Super Bowl MVP. Hence why we're going to take some shots down the board, which we'll get to in just a couple of minutes. But credit where it's due. Sam Darnold made the plays that he had to in that game against the Rams. He's made the plays that he had to all season long. He's not just a product of Kevin O'Connell. He's transformed into a good quarterback. So you know what? I will put down my haterade and credit to Sam Darnold for being a pretty good quarterback this season and getting the Seahawks on the back of the defense still, I will say, but getting the Seahawks to the Super Bowl for the first time in many, many years. So I think that, though, this Patriots opportunistic defense with Marcus Jones, with Christian Gonzalez, Sam Darnold he's not Teflon. He's not bulletproof. You could still force him to make a mistake. And so I do think that this Patriots defense maybe has a couple of takeaways in them. And I think this might be a lower scoring game. So I think under 45.5 is going to be a bet for me. We are starting to move to the over, though. There's some juice to 45.5. So I'll wait. And you know people, you know your buddy on the street, you know your family, they're going to be like, oh, let's bet the over. Oh, never unders. Unders aren't fun. Listen, to quote friend of the show, Colby Marcio, and I'm going to do this through the show where I quote friends of the show because, as I mentioned, if you're just tuning in, you missed the first couple minutes. This is the last early odds here on 670 The Score. But to quote friend of the show, Colby Marcio, got to bet more unders. Unders are helpful. And even though it's an indoor game and even though it's going to be perfect neutral conditions, I like the under in this game because the Patriots offense I'm not a huge believer in, but I do think the Patriots defense could maybe take advantage of a couple precarious Sam Darnold throws. A couple of props that I like before we get to the Super Bowl MVP conversation that I have bookmarked for us here at the end of the segment. A couple of props. I know we didn't see Travion Henderson in that game against Denver. I do think that part of that is, okay, he's an explosive runner. He's really, really good. And we did see him get some run as the season went on, but it was a lot of Ramondre Stevenson in that AFC Championship game. And I get it, veteran guy, trust him to hang on to the ball, especially given the conditions. Mike Vrabel doesn't want to give it over to the rookie in such a big spot, especially when you're nursing a lead and you're trying to run the clock out. I get that. I'm totally in on that. But indoors, for an explosive player like Henderson, his rushing prop is 17.5. I don't think it's going to be all Stevenson in this game. I think Vrabel is going to call let's call a spade, call the more talented back off the bench and say, all right, kid, let's go. You're on turf. Or no, you're not on turf because it's not on turf. It's in San Francisco. The electrical fields. Gasp. But you're in better conditions. You're in warm climate. It's not snowing. It's not altitude. Let's just give you the ball a couple times. I'm not saying he's going to out carry Stevenson, but it's 17.5. And for a guy with Henderson's speed and burst, all it takes is one. All it takes is one run across the edge or one break through the middle. And he's got that. So 17.5 over rushing yards for Travion Henderson is going to be a bet for me. I think this is so low because we didn't see him at all in the AFC Championship game. Mike Vrabel didn't trust him enough, but I think that changes here with better conditions, with a better field, and with his explosive ability. I mean, while we're talking about it, if we think that the rush yards at 17.5 is going to be something, I'm doing this at, this came into my head as I was talking about it. Longest rush for Travion Henderson. There we go. Longest rush, Travion Henderson, 9.5 plus money to the over. That is also going to be a bet. I would be betting Travion Henderson over 9.5 yards, over 10.5 yards for his longest rush at plus money. I mentioned this earlier. Drake May has a couple of interceptions, a couple of turnovers in these playoffs. One interception, and I think the best price that I see is minus 130. That's okay for me, though. It's the Super Bowl. I'm not going to shy away from minus 130. If you want to pair it with something else, if you want to pair it with Scottie Scheffler for the Masters, hint, hint, wink, wink for the giant parlay at the end of the show, I don't hate that. If you want to pair it with the Thunder to win the NBA championship, do whatever you got to do. But I'm going to be betting the minus 130 on Drake May to throw an interception. This Seahawks defense is just so good. at what they do, and they are just so unbelievably getting pressure, taking advantage, flustering you. I like that a lot, and I think minus 130 is the best price that I see out there right now. Yeah, so I'm going to be going with a Drake May interception with that one. All right, final couple minutes here of this segment while we're talking Super Bowl. Like I said, just to recap, I like the points with the Patriots. I do think the Seahawks win, but if we get to 5, 5.5, I think I'm going to be on the Patriots. I like Trevion Henderson over longest rush and over rush yards in the game, and I like Drake May to throw an interception. If you listen to the show or you've listened to me on other shows, whether it be with Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich, Ryan Horvath, whoever, any show out there, whatever. If you listen to me, you know that I like taking shots, especially in awards. I like to go down the board. I like to see if we can find some hashtag value. And I do think that there is value to be had here down the board. Shout out to Joe and Ryan. They picked off some really, really good numbers from weeks ago. Joe has JSN at 18-1. Ryan has a 750-1 on somebody who I do like, and I'll mention it right now. Devin Witherspoon, who now is 100-1. And yeah, this is my University of Illinois bias coming through a little bit, but Devin Witherspoon has a nose for the ball, man. The guy just makes big plays. He made a couple big plays at the end of that NFC Championship game. He has picks. He has a couple pick sixes in his career. He's always around the football. And so Devin Witherspoon, I think if this is going to be a low-scoring game, like I think it's going to be, and I'm going to be on the under, and I think the Seahawks can force Drake May into a couple of mistakes, and if Sam Darnold's not going to have an awesome game, and maybe he does, and maybe the Seahawks win 21-10, and Darnold just wins because quarterbacks generally win this award, but I'll take a shot on Devin Witherspoon 100-1 to win the Super Bowl MVP. If he gets a couple of picks, if he gets a pick six, I think it's way within the realm of possibility for him to win this award. So Devin Witherspoon is going to be one that I'm on. And the other, on the other side of this, I'm also going to take Christian Gonzalez for the Patriots. Again, I think this is going to be a low scoring game. Gonzalez also 100-1, same as Witherspoon. If this is theoretically going to be a low scoring game and the Patriots win, and maybe Drake May gets picked off a couple times, Christian Gonzalez is a guy that is super athletic. He's made a couple of really athletic plays in this playoffs alone, an interception in this playoffs. He's really good. And he's a guy that's kind of a takeaway artist as well. So Christian Gonzalez way down the board at 100-1 is something that I'm also going to be betting. Now, let's bring everything way back here. I bet JSN at 6-1. It's plus 550 now. I still think that's fine. If he's going to catch 11 balls and he's going to go for 100 plus yards and he's going to have a touchdown, even if Darnold has a good stat line and the Seahawks win the Super Bowl, we all know what JSN means to this team, right? So I'm going to be going with him for Super Bowl MVP at a shorter price as well, on top of those ultra long shots that we really like as well. That does it for this segment of Early Odds, the final Early Odds here on 670 The Score. I am Jake Hassan. We are going to take a quick break. On the other side, friend of the show, Isaac Trotter, joins the program. We are going to get you ready for March Madness, for the rest of college basketball season, bets for this weekend, for March Madness, for futures, all coming up next with our pal Isaac Trotter. So stick around. We're going to a quick commercial break and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Melissa Benishai, CEO and co-founder of Baked by Melissa. As a mom, I find deciding what to make for dinner the hardest decision of my day. That's why I'm partnering with Blue Apron to bring you delicious and nutritious dinners that are quick and easy like your mom. Just kidding. Your mom's amazing. Get 35% off your first order at Blue Apron with promo code Melissa. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more. Okay, love you. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As a man, finding a truly great pair of pants can feel impossible. Some wrinkle the moment you sit down. Others look fine but don't travel well, don't move well, or completely lose their shape throughout the day. When you're flying, commuting, or packing light, most pants just aren't built for real life.
That's why there's Jack Archer. JackArcher.com makes the Jet Setter Tech Pant designed to be the one pair of pants you actually need. Comfortable enough for travel, polished enough for work, and versatile enough for wherever the day takes you. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. With flexible stretch, customizable fit options, and thousands of five-star reviews, these are the pants you'll reach for every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order using code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, welcome back in, Early Odds, 670 The Score. Jake Hassan here with you. I had promised Isaac Trotter at Isaac double underscore Trotter on Twitter, CBS Sports, and 24/7 Sports, but in a fun, awesome, really great turn of events, the recording did not record. We had technical issues, which honestly, given for how many episodes of this show that we've done over the past, year and a half, it's honestly impressive that it's taken this long for this to happen. So listen. You guys know I am not a college basketball savant. I am not in those weeds like our friend PJ Glasser, like our friend Isaac Trotter. Hell, not even like Colby Marcio, who's an insane person. I will try to transcribe to you over the next few minutes what Isaac said to me. And I'll go point by point. And Grant, listen, we talked for 20 minutes. And got none of it. So this is going to be shorter than 20 minutes because obviously I'm not going to sit here and have a conversation with myself and play both parts because that would be insane. But I'll hit on the main points that Isaac talked about here. We talked about Illinois and I said, Isaac, how good is this team? And he made the point of you go back historically when teams win the national championship, they have a first round guard. And Illinois quickly, over the last couple of weeks, has had one of their guards emerge as a clear first round pick. And hell, not even a first round pick, probably going to be a lottery pick with Keaton Wagler. The dude is absolutely insane. So they meet that criteria. They score a bunch, they play good enough defense, and they're a top team offensively. So that the defense, even if it's just top 25, it at least gives you some coverage there. So he said Illinois is a team that could win the national title. And granted, we're in Illinois. We are in the great state of Illinois, and we cannot bet that team. But if you wanted to pop over to Indiana or is there betting in Iowa, whatever, Michigan, whatever you wanted to do. Just saying you could do that because Isaac Trotter, our friend, does think that Illinois has the upside to win the national title. And I said, Isaac, me and you have talked before, and listeners of this show have known this, that me and Isaac are personal friends. I've known Isaac a long time. We talk about sports and Illinois basketball especially a lot. And he said, and when we had talked before and when he's been on this show before, Isaac said, yeah, this team can make a deep run. They can make it to an Elite Eight, a Final Four. I said, after the Purdue game, is that what changed, pushed the needle over the edge for you, that they can be a national title team? And he said, straight up, yeah, that is what changed for me. He said that them beating Purdue in that environment on the road like that is what changed, especially going against another first round guard like Braden Smith. That pushed me over the edge that this team is a national title contender. I said, okay, great. And then we moved on from Illinois. And you look at the odds board, you look at the national title favorites. And first and foremost, it's Arizona at plus 350 to win the national title. And then there's a $2 drop off, more even, to Michigan and Duke. So I said, Isaac, is Arizona the deserved favorite? Are they that good that they should be $2, $2.50 shorter than the next best team? And he said, yeah, like this is just a team that just pummels you. And on a good night, they can just beat you by 40 if everything is clicking. And he said, however, he's not running to bet Arizona. And he, because I asked him, I said, if anybody missed the boat on the Arizona prices from earlier in the season, should they just bet the price now? Because is Arizona just going to get shorter? And Isaac said, no, because the Big 12 actually has a lot of really good teams in Arizona's schedule going against teams like Houston and BYU and Texas Tech down the road. Their price could drift back out to that 6-1 range, the where Duke is at right now, to that 7-1, 8-1 range. So if you missed the boat on Arizona and you weren't able to get anything down on them, not all hope is lost. You could still have some wagers to make going forward, because if you just wait and maybe wait until tournament time, you could get a better price on Arizona there. And yes, they're a team that can win the title, but Isaac thinks that there's potentially a better price coming for them down the road. My next question for Isaac Trotter, who, if you're just joining now and you're like, why are you talking about Isaac Trotter? Why is he not speaking himself? Because technology hates us. So I am giving you the play-by-play, the cliff notes, the what's the other word I'm looking for? Transcription? No. What was the other thing, like cliff notes? Whatever. The TLDR of the conversation that I had with Isaac. And I said, well, what about Michigan? Because they were a team that was very up and down. They started off really hot. They were the popular team. Everybody was dying to bet them. And then they've kind of backslid a little bit, and they've kind of, they're still the second favorite to win the title, but are you buying them? Do you think that they are a true title contender in especially a gauntlet like the Big Ten? And Isaac said that he has some worries about Michigan because they are inconsistent and that they do have some issues when it comes to consistently playing their best basketball. And granted, these are college kids. That could be true of any team at any time. But he said Michigan has this problem more than most teams. And so that's not a team that he completely is running to bet. He said they could win the title, but it's not a team that like he really, really is super high on just because of their consistency. And when it comes to tournament time, winning that many games in a row, are you going to get the best version of Michigan every time, especially when you get to a Sweet 16, Elite Eight, Final Four, et cetera, et cetera? He's not as confident in that. Now with Duke, because they have the same odds as Michigan, Cameron Boozer's awesome. Minus 650 Wooden Award favorite, probably going to win. But this Duke team isn't as good as they were last year when they had a handful of first-round picks, not just Cooper Flagg. So, and I point everyone back to a classic Lockie Lockerson, a.k.a. Ken Barkley phrase. You can't win the title if you get worse. And Duke is definitely worse than they were last year. And Isaac's point was that Duke only has Cameron Boozer. They don't have a sidekick like Con Knepel. So it's just kind of, if there's a Boozer where he's an off night and you don't get the best version of him, then you might be dead in the water and you're not going to be able to beat some of these upper echelon teams. And that's where they could possibly run into trouble. So Duke is a team that Isaac isn't as high on. So then I said, well, you're a guy that likes to take shots in that 20 to 1, 20 to 5, 30 to 1 range. What about this other canopy of teams in this next bracket? Houston at 12 to 1, UConn at 15 to 1, Florida Gonzaga at 20, Texas Tech at 25. And he mentioned two teams. The first team was UConn. And he used the phrase, Isaac did, UConn is a sleeping giant, end quote. That is what he said verbatim. UConn is a sleeping giant, that they haven't had the most healthy run. They haven't had the easiest go of things. But as they get healthier, as the season goes on, he feels like this team can round into form. Danny Hurley's bread and butter is the tournament. And if he's a full squad, and specifically Isaac mentioned Solo Ball, who hasn't been healthy most of the year, a lot of the year, if they're fully healthy, they could run and score and beat anybody. So at 15-1, Isaac feels like UConn now is a buy point for them. And honestly, remember a couple of years ago when they won the title, this is me injecting my own opinion into this. Remember around this time, and it was actually a little bit earlier, when UConn was just demolishing everybody and they were 14-15-1 and people were kicking themselves saying, oh, why didn't I bet UConn? What? How did I miss the boat on this? It's kind of what it reminded me of with UConn. Another team even further down the board that Isaac liked was Texas Tech. And he's talked about them before. He's mentioned them at various prices and said, oh yeah, like this is a team that has all of the talent. His only stipulation was they are also in that Big 12 where it's a tough group. They're going to have some tough games, but at 25-1, as opposed to Arizona's plus 350, Texas Tech's price is likely only going to get shorter. And their price is likely only going to get, you know, closer to 20, 15-1, maybe even lower if they continue to play well. So Texas Tech is a team that he likes to be in that conversation as well and make a run. And while I'm talking about these teams, Isaac also mentioned UConn to make the Final Four at better than 3-1. That's a really good bet, in my opinion. 3-1 on that team to be in the Final Four, I absolutely really like. I will be riding with that for sure. And Nebraska's the hot team. They've gotten out to a really hot start. So I asked Isaac, I said, are you buying what Nebraska is selling? Do you think that they're a team that could actually break through and actually win the title? And basically he said no. Basically he said at some point regression is coming. They're talented and they're good, but they're not good enough to run and keep up with all of these other upper echelon teams. And then I made the point of, plus, does Fred Hoiberg, national championship winning coach, really sound right to anybody? Gave you a couple seconds there to answer that on your own. I feel like it's rhetorical. You know where I'm going with that. So Isaac not buying Nebraska. But my final question that I asked him before I let him go was, okay, let's play a game that, if you're familiar with Lockie Lockerson, a.k.a. Ken Barkley, you're familiar with this game. What's the bucket? What is the bucket of teams that can win the national title? And Isaac said Arizona, Michigan, Houston, UConn, Illinois, and then at the end he said Duke as well, just because he wanted to throw them in there because they do have talent. But he said if I had to make a six-pack, Duke would be the sixth. But the five are Arizona, Michigan, Houston, UConn, and Illinois. Everyone can do with that what they will. So again, if you're wondering why you're not hearing Isaac Trotter's voice, it's because technology is against us, technology hates us, and it is a kind of a shock that we made it this far into this whole thing without having an issue with technology. So really, I take it as a win. I thank Isaac for his time. He's the best. Unfortunate that we didn't get his parting words for our last show here on Early Odds. As I mentioned, you may say, hey, wait, I just tuned in. Wait, this is the last show for Early Odds? Yes, this is the final Early Odds with Jake Hassan here on 670 The Score. We are saying our goodbyes. We are going to hit one more quick break. On the other side, I have a parlay for the people. It is 7,000-1. We'll hit maybe a couple more Super Bowl props, and I will give you some College World Series and Major League Baseball thoughts to close it out as well. So that's all coming up next here on Early Odds on 670 The Score. I am Jake Hassan. Final segment, final goodbye coming up right after this.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying five different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Yes, jackarcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant. One versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of five-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
All right, Jake Hassan here. Final segment of Early Odds Ever. This is the last show that we will be doing here on The Score on Early Odds. It was a great run. Before I get into Major League Baseball and the College World Series and to end it here, I just want to say thank you to Mitch Rosen and Ryan Porth for giving me this show and trusting me with this show and allowing me to grow it and promote it and be the face of it. I really, really appreciate it. They put a lot of trust in a, at the time, 26-year-old kid who was just getting started as a host. And it was always a dream to be on The Score. Growing up in Chicago, listening to The Score as a kid, I never thought I would have my own standalone show with my name on it on this network, on this station. So thank you to Mitch. Thank you to Ryan for giving me that runway and allowing me to do it. I'm sure it wasn't always perfect, but I appreciate their faith in me greatly. Thank you the most, though, to Joe Ostrowski. This was his show. You guys who have been listening to this time slot, to this show for years and years and years, know that this was Joe's show. Joe started this. Joe started Early Odds. And when he stepped away from it, Joe said, hey, you know, I know you want to be a host. I know you want to kind of grow your brand. And I know this is what you want to do. I'm going to step away from Early Odds, and I really think it'd be a good idea for you to take it over. I had done some fill-ins here on Early Odds. I had, you know, when Joe was on vacation, when he was coaching Little League for his son or whatever it may be, whatever. Joe trusted me a lot to be the voice of the show for a couple spots here and there. And for him to turn it over to me and have that faith in me, I can never ever thank him enough for that. Joe is still a very close friend. We'll probably be doing some stuff with him and Sam Panionovich on Chicken Dinner coming up soon, though. So stick around at Jake Double. No, I changed my Twitter handle at the Jake Hassan on Twitter. I will still be around. I will still be doing content. If you haven't already, if you haven't seen, I have a Substack now. It's hassanshacks.substack.com. Going to be doing a ton of video content, written content. Baseball season's almost here. We're 2 weeks away from college baseball getting kicked off. We are just a couple weeks away from pitchers and catchers reporting for spring training. So I'll have a ton of stuff there. I'll have a ton of stuff on my Twitter as well. I'll be bouncing around doing guest spots for everybody else. Thank you, of course, to everybody who's come on the show over the last couple of years. Thank you to Joe Ostrowski again for coming on the show after he gave it up. I'm sure he didn't really want to do it, but he did it for me, and I appreciate that. Thank you to Sammy P, Sam Panionovich, who came on a number of times. Thank you to Ryan Horvat, who came on a lot during college football season. It's college basketball season now. Thank you to PJ Glasser, to Isaac Trotter, Rob Brown, Alex Smith, Rick Camp, Ben Winstein, Casey Hudson, a number of others who I'm probably forgetting about, and I apologize for that, but you guys were amazing. I think I said Colby Marshall. He's probably listening to this, and I don't want to get a text, so I'll mention it just to be safe, and Colby Marshall as well. Very much appreciate everybody who has ever taken the time to be on the show, be a guest, give their insights for this dumb little show that I've created. It really, really means the world. It really means a lot. And I appreciate everybody coming to chop it up and talk sports and talk gambling with me. Thank you to the listeners, you guys. Without you guys, the show doesn't happen at all. I have no following, and I'm just talking to myself in the mirror, and that's not nearly as fun as it sounds. So thank you guys for always tuning in. I always saw the tweets, good and bad. They were both appreciated. The criticisms and the compliments were very, very much appreciated. It made me better. And so thank you, as always, to you guys. And again, I'll be on Twitter at the Jake Hassan. I'll be on my Substack, hassanshacks.substack.com, which is also linked in my Twitter bio. I'll be around. I'll be doing stuff with Joe O and Sammy P and Ryan Horvat and all of our cast of characters that we've had on the show. I'll be around. I ain't going anywhere. But for those of you who are, you know, what is the word I'm looking for? Consistent listeners, I guess, and religiously listen to this, I appreciate you. Thank you to all the guys who made this show happen and made sure it was on the air. Thank you to Sean Sears. Thank you to Tyler Buterbaugh. Thank you to Tyler Farengol. Thank you to Alex Kuhn, who now, of course, is the EP of Holmes and Spiegel. Thank you to Grant Leiter as well. And thank you to the man running it right now as well, Adam Studzinski. Studs, appreciate you very much, my man, for making this show happen and being very, very easy to work with and making it easy to get this stuff done on a week-to-week basis. So thank you, Studs, and thank you to all the other producers over the last couple of years who have made sure that Early Odds has gone on. Okay, that's enough of that. Let's talk some college baseball. Let's talk some Major League Baseball here in the last few minutes. First thing that I want to mention, because it's a big number, and I really, really like this, actually. Me and Colby Marshall kind of came to this one. I got to stop saying his name. He's come up like four times now. Don't want to give him an even bigger head. Gunnar Henderson, 40 home runs, is 17-1. This is a dude who hit 39 just a couple of years ago. And I know last year it wasn't a good product for Henderson. He was bad. He really wasn't good. But Gunnar Henderson also has been very outspoken, and it's very well documented that he played most, if not all, of last year with a shoulder injury and an oblique injury. And it really inhibited his swing. Good use of inhibited by me there. Let's pat myself on the back for that one really fast. But Gunnar Henderson's been very open about that. And again, it's very well documented that his swing wasn't right. He wasn't right. He was not healthy. So for a dude that once came in fourth for the MVP voting and who hit 39 home runs as like a 23-year-old or whatever it was, I'm willing to think that Gunnar Henderson can break through, especially with the protection that he's going to have in that lineup. Samuel Basayo, Pete Alonso now as well. I think Taylor Ward is more of a power threat than people think. So Gunnar Henderson to hit 40 home runs at 17-1 That's absolutely going to be a bet for me in this market. I think that's a way too big of a number. I think that number is way, way wrong. I'm also like, it's not a good number for Nick Kurtz of the A's, who, shout out, got us AL Rookie of the Year last year. It's not a good number for 35 home runs. It's an okay number for 40 home runs. I think he could get 45 though. And then you're getting some decent plus money for him. The dude is a monster. I mean, I think it's fourth on the MVP odds for no reason. He can absolutely mash. I don't see a sophomore slump coming for him. So Nick Kurtz, I think, is going to be once again right there. And I think he's going to absolutely mash once again. I kind of think the A's might be a little frisky, and there's some protection in that lineup. Like Brent Rooker is an absolute dude. Shea Langeliers has some power. Maybe Tyler Soderstrom is good again. So I think Nick Kurtz of the A's could have some protection in that lineup. 40, 45 home runs, I don't think is bad at all. Another one that I talked about with the mustachioed insane person, whose name I won't say again because that'd be like six times. Wyatt Langford's home run total. You guys know I love me some Texas Rangers and I love me some Wyatt Langford. The home run total's 22.5. He's been at and around this number. I think he's hit 23 each of the last 2 years. And he's been injured. He's played through injury, but he's had some lower body stuff. But the biggest thing for me with Wyatt Langford is who the new manager is in Texas. Skip Schumacher takes over there, and he's been out of baseball for, I think, 2 years now. But remember, the last time we saw him, he was taking the Marlins to the playoffs. The Marlins. Skip Schumacher is a really, really good manager, in my opinion. I believe he won Manager of the Year that year as well. So I think he's a great manager. I think he's somebody that could absolutely get the most out of this Texas lineup, and especially out of Wyatt Langford. And I know our guy, Johnny Venezia, as well. Shout out to him. He's come on the show a couple of times. I know he is a big Wyatt Langford MVP proponent. I don't know if it's going to be that, but I think Langford could get to 25, 30 home runs here. I don't think Corey Seager is going to be as up and down as he was last year. I think getting rid of Marcus Semien is going to be a net positive for the Texas Rangers. So I like Wyatt Langford over his home run total as well. I'd even hit some ladders for 25 and 30 home runs as a little bit of a long shot there. Might as well talk about the Rangers as a whole too really fast, just because they made the trade for Mackenzie Gore. They took the big swing, five prospects just to get him back. He's a dude. He's an absolute dog. And at 40-1 for American League Cy Young, I'm okay taking shots against Tarik Skubal for Cy Young. And here's the reason why, and you can probably guess why. Tarik Skubal is probably going to get traded, maybe even before opening day. Now, he could get traded to an American League team. He could get traded to the Yankees or the Red Sox, or he could get traded to a team like the Astros. But I think it's more likely that he gets traded to a National League team, maybe a team like the Phillies, maybe a team like the Padres, or hell, maybe even the Giants take a swing. I don't know. But I think Skubal gets traded, and that's a piece off the board, right? That's the favorite off the board. So Mackenzie Gore has always had that upside, and let's remember what he did in the first half of last year. He was a beast. He was an all-star. So now going to Texas, again, with that manager and with that park, I kind of like Mackenzie Gore, a little stab at 40-1, but I like the Rangers as a whole too, because look at that rotation. The top three now is Jacob deGrom, Nathan Eovaldi, Mackenzie Gore is your three. Now, deGrom and or Eovaldi or both probably get hurt at some point, which is probably why Texas made this trade for Gore. But that rotation, that top three is absolutely filthy. And you have a lineup with legitimate upside between Langford and Evan Carter, and Corey Seager still there. So that's a good core. Who knows? We'll see what Brandon Nimmo brings to the table as well. But I'm real interested in Texas. I think they could be cooking with something there in the American League West. And I think the Mariners are due for some regression. So I think Texas could be in the conversation here for American League West title once we get down to it 10 months from now, 9 months from now. Another American League team that I think I'm going to be high on, I really like the Royals. The Tigers are favorites for that division, about plus 130, and the Royals are about 80 cents, even a dollar, I think, in some places, less than that. I don't agree with that. I think these teams are much closer than we think. And to bring it back to my original point when we were talking baseball here a couple minutes ago, Scooble's probably going to get traded. So then the Royals are sitting pretty there with a full, healthy Cole Reagans. I think Seth Lugo has some positive regression. I'm a huge Noah Cameron fan. I like Michael Wacha as your four. And then you have that lineup where you move the fences in. That's going to be huge for Vinny Pascantino. That's going to be big for Bobby Witt Jr. Jonathan India gives you anything at all, then that's a plus from last year. Jack Caglione can't possibly be as bad as he was last year. There's no way. It's like statistically almost impossible. And then Carter Jensen, the guy who's going to be DHing and catching for them, he might win AL Rookie of the Year at 6-1, which is something that I'm interested in. He absolutely rakes, and he already got a cup of coffee last year. So that's another one that I am eyeing. I like the Royals to win that division at better than 2-1. It's not the 30-1 that we had a couple of years ago, but it's just something that I like. Another, I think I mentioned this last week, but were we on the air last week? I don't know. It all blurs together. But I mentioned this before. I like the White Sox win total over. I think this team is good. I think, not good, but I think they could win 70 games. Yes, we did. We talked about this last week. Okay, I'll move on. Let's talk a little bit of college baseball before we give you the monster 7,000-1 parlay. If you've been following the Substack, hassanshacks.substack.com, you've seen already that I like Florida, and we talked about them. I also like Texas a lot. I like their continuity. I like their manager. I love their pitching coach. They bring back a ton of guys from last year, and now it's kind of the monkey off the back where the expectations aren't nearly as high as they were last year when Schlossnagel comes over from A&M. You have all this talent, and then you go into the tournament, the number one overall seed, and then you lose. So I think the pressure's a little bit off of Texas, and at 15-1, I like them a lot. Another shot that I'm going to take to make Omaha, to make the final eight, UCSB, University of California, Santa Barbara. I think that they could, you get these mid-majors that make runs to Omaha. Not saying that they're going to win, but they make runs. And I think UCSB has the pitching that can make them a real threat come tournament time. Jackson Flora is the best top-rated pitcher in the class, maybe 1A, 1B with Liam Peterson. But Flora has the pedigree, too. Like, Flora had great stats last year. So at 17-1 just to make it to Omaha, I have a lot of interest in UCSB to make Omaha, make the tournament. Last thing in college baseball, Georgia Tech's a top five team in all the polls, but they're third in the odds to win their own conference, the ACC. I just don't think – I'm a hater. I'm a hater of the Yellow Jackets. Sorry. I just don't believe in this team. So I'm going to take a shot with Clemson to win that conference at plus 450. They have two legitimate starting pitchers, two ace-caliber starting pitchers. Most – Aiden Knack, first and foremost, he's amazing. He's a junior now. Love upperclassmen who are rising stars as well. So I'm going to take a shot with Clemson to win that conference. All right, the moment you've all been waiting for before we get out of here. 7,000-1, four-leg parlay. And it starts with the Super Bowl. JSN, Super Bowl MVP, 6-1. Texas to win the College World Series, 15-1. Bryce Eldridge of the San Francisco Giants, the 6'7 behemoth who just hits nukes from the left side for San Francisco. NL Rookie of the Year, 14-1. And to cap it all off, you know what it is. Scottie Scheffler to win the Masters. Come on, how could it be anything else? You know what it is. It had to be. That is my parting gift for you, dear listener, here on Early Odds on 670 The Score. Thank you again for listening. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for your listenership. Thank you to Studs and the other guys who made this happen, made the show happen over the last couple of years. I appreciate you all very, very much. You guys are the best. Stay well. At DJ Hassan on Twitter, at hassanshacks.substack.com is where you'll find me around. Otherwise, until next time, everybody, and for the last time, Studs, hit the music.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp but feel stiff. Others are comfortable but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
We're a few weeks into the new year, and I want to check in. How are those lifestyle resets going? Maybe you're tightening up your exercise routine, finally learning that new skill, or attempting to eat a bit healthier. We all know that starting the year strong is a lot easier and much more delicious when you have the right fuel. That's where Omaha Steaks come in. Stay satisfied, keep your energy up, and fuel your daily routine with premium portion proteins delivered right to your door. Omaha Steaks have been America's original butcher since 1917. We're talking about five generations of uncompromising quality, backed by an unconditional 100% money-back guarantee. Their variety is unmatched. From handcrafted USDA-certified tender steaks to gourmet burgers, seafood, and versatile chicken, every steak is perfectly aged to maximize tenderness and hand-cut by master butchers. Let Omaha Steaks deliver high-quality proteins right to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Out. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code T-Bone. Terms apply. See site for details.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think...
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Have you been diagnosed with head or neck cancer? At Kansas City Proton Institute, we're delivering the future of cancer care with state-of-the-art proton therapy right here in KC. Proton therapy means increased precision, reducing side effects like dry mouth, difficulty swallowing, and the loss of taste as compared to conventional radiation. If you've been diagnosed, don't wait. Get your second opinion today and see KC's largest, most experienced proton therapy team. Visit kcpi.com, Kansas City Proton Institute, where you see the best in KC.